Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Brian Hackley, Seneca, South Carolina, said he and his wife, Wendy, were fans of Nature Notes. Thanks very much. And they were getting gas in Seneca and noticed a large moth, a lot of yellow on it, wingspan about 5 inches, and wondered what in the world it was, and went to the web and wondered if it wouldn't be an imperial moth. And they were absolutely correct. Boy, I've been getting a lot of emails about imperial moths. Bright yellow, female much bigger than the male. Both of them have a little bit of dark on the wings, but the male is smaller with a lot more dark on the wings. Madeline Freeman from Greenville was another one that got in touch with me the other day about this. They're found all over the state of South Carolina. That's not one of the most common moths to be seen, but this year the numbers really are up. They pupate in the ground, never form a cocoon above ground, and sometimes it takes actually 2 years for them to emerge.